This is KUT. It's been over a year since the ride-on-demand companies Uber and Lyft began operating in Austin, but it hasn't yet been a full year since the companies were legally allowed to operate in Austin under a city pilot program. As KUT's Terrence Henry reports, extending that agreement could make for a bumpy road.
One thing that could make extending the pilot program difficult is the fact that Uber is currently suing the city of Austin and the Texas Attorney General. The company is trying to block the release of quarterly reports it files with the city under the pilot program. These reports show where all riders are being picked up and dropped off, how much trips cost, how long trips are, and when they're seeing the most demand. KUT asked to see these reports under the state's open records law, and Attorney General Ken Paxton ruled they should be released. Then, Uber, under their wholly owned subsidiary, Razier LLC, sued the Attorney General and city to block them from release.
The city of Austin is aware of the lawsuit. The city was named in the lawsuit because it maintains information that Razier LLC believes it is proprietary. We intend to comply with any rulings or orders during this lawsuit.
Brian Benchevengo is with the city of Austin. Uber and Lyft are also facing requests from the city for more transparency. The city's transportation department wants to have Uber and Lyft drivers display signs in their cars when they're working, have drivers register with the city, and perform safety inspections on vehicles. These requirements have been agreed to by the companies in several other cities. The City Council's Mobility Committee will have a hearing on the agreement in early September. Meanwhile, Uber's lawsuit against the city and Attorney General is making its way through Travis County District Court. Terrence Henry, KUT News.